with the Prime Minister again refusing to actually give an indication as to the date of when the general election will be. And all the major parties, of course, are gearing up, ready for the fight. But so are some new parties as well. I speak of the Workers' Party of Britain, and later today, its leader, and, of course, MP for Rochdale, George Galloway, will be, I think, united by some of his hopefully soon-to-be candidates. George Galloway joins me on the line now to explain more. Thanks for coming on, Mr. Galloway. My colleague Henry Riley reported this morning your talks with two big-name Labour MPs, Claudia Webb, who's former Labour, and Tahir Ali. Are they going to join your merry band, Mr. Galloway?
Well, I hope, actually, that several MPs will. And there's even a Lord. You might say, why would we accept a Lord, Nick? But there's a Labour Lord who is in talks with us, and dozens of Labour councillors, including some that were fighting. We hope that this growing coalition of people who reject the two cheeks of the same backside politics that we've got in Britain. And we hope to play the role vis-a-vis Labour that Mr. Farage and the Reform Party are playing vis-a-vis the Tories. In other words, we hope to steal their breakfast, lunch and dinner.
What's your ambition? How many candidates do you hope to field, Mr. Galloway?
I'm going to present 200 of them outside Parliament this afternoon, including, you'll like this, Monty Panesar, the ace Indian cricketer,
yes,
former England international cricketer, who'll be our candidate in Southall. We've got a former Conservative UKIP member of Parliament, member of the European Parliament, I should say. So people from left, right and centre are rejecting the Tweedledee, Tweedledum politics. Some of them are very, very interesting indeed. Monty, of course, was a great left-arm spinner. And so we could do with him, Nick.
OK. What is it about your policies, do you think, that's attracting people such as Monty who want to skittle out the opposition come the general election?
Very well put. You'll hear me say that at 2 o'clock. reality is that we are, if you like, Labour shorn of identity politics, infatuation with race and gender, wokery and greenery and quackery. We are the real deal. We are the we do what we say on the tin. We stand up for the working people. And you and I are also working people. If we lost our wages, salary this week, this month, we'd be in trouble. And that's the great majority of people in this island. Our country's falling apart at the seams, Nick. We can't even control who comes into it. We lose track of the people who do. Can't defend the English Channel while we're sailing gunboats in the Red Sea. It's all gone to pot. Not since 1941 have we been in such a state. And so far, there's no Mr. Churchill to step into the breach.
You mentioned a Labour Lord. You mentioned some others. Mr. Galloway, any chance of any other names that you can share with me now?
I can't. If it was just you and me, I would. But you have a considerable audience, deservedly so. So I won't, if you'll forgive me. It's not seemly. But I can confirm that there are several Labour members of Parliament, one Labour Lord, and I'm going to say dozens, at least a dozen, Labour councillors who will defect either this week or more probably next. It's a growing party. We've quadrupled in size since my victory in Rochdale, when, as you well know, I got more votes than all the other major parties put together. Quite an achievement.
At the time, you were quoted as saying, "I despise the Prime Minister." Now you've had the opportunity to see him at closer quarters within the House. Have you changed your view in any way?
Well, he's no bigger a figure in reality than he seemed on television. He's only been in Parliament, I think, a few years, and he won't be there for very much longer. So I don't expect to get to know him. In fact, I'm looking at my watch now. I'm wondering if Penny Mordaunt will unseat him before business questions on Thursday. He's not much regarded in the country, certainly not elected by the country to be our Prime Minister, and I suspect he's here today but gone tomorrow.
Will Sir Keir Starmer make a better Prime Minister, Mr. Galloway?
I think he'll be worse than Tony Blair, who was the last worst. Tony Blair, without the laughs, without the polish, without the style, the panache, he's so wooden, the birds are nesting in him. I'm sure I've seen that. He doesn't inspire anyone. No one at all would go to the barricades for him. He is in the position he's in purely because of the catastrophic failures of the Conservative government, which show all the signs of losing the will, politically speaking, to live. You and I have been here before. We saw the John Major government look exactly like this and prey to every scandal, although some of the scandals of recent weeks have been off the scale, off the charts. You know, I'm in a room with bad people, send me £5,000. Even John Major didn't have to deal with that one.
Finally, is it correct that the Workers' Party will not stand in Islington North, of course, the seat currently held by Jeremy Corbyn? And if that's correct, why would that be, Mr. Galloway?
That is correct. We think that Jeremy Corbyn has been particularly badly treated by Keir Starmer, and it wouldn't be right to try to do anything that would damage his ability to hold the seat as an independent, as I presume he will seek to do. There are one or two, maybe more than one or two, but not that many, other outstanding independents against whom we may not stand. But you can say at this stage, it is our intention to stand in every parliamentary seat in Britain. And for a party only 4 years old, I think that's an achievement to be proud of.